Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone, it's great to have you here. We are in a season and a series at the moment talking about Thanksgiving, talking about the great things that God has done. Psalms teaches us to not forget all the great things, all the, literally it says, the benefits of knowing Jesus, that he forgives our sin, that he ransoms us from death, that he surrounds our life with love and tender mercies. I tell you, you look back on your life, and even if there have been moments of challenge, I tell you, you will always, if you look for it, see the great things, the goodness of God, the mercy of God, always at work. We're taught that his goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. You know, this year, we have spoken about it being the year of seed. And 2 Corinthians 9 says that generosity will result in great thanksgiving to God. You know, I pray that we would be people who understand that God has done great things and God is doing good things, and it would always result in a great thanksgiving to God, result in great praise to God, that will result in a great testimony to God's goodness and what he's done in our lives. Grab your Bibles and turn to Psalm 100 verse 1. And it says this, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. And I think that is such an important thing. It doesn't speak to introvert, extrovert. It doesn't speak to circumstance. It doesn't speak to energy levels. It says, shout for joy, all the earth. There have been times where I've been tired, where I've been distracted, I've been heavy-hearted, I've been angry, I've been confused, yet I come back to this and I tell you, it's always important to shout for joy, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to the Lord and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his gates. Enter his presence. Enter his promise with thanksgiving. The title of my message this season is to thank your way in. That you were outside and you entered, and now you're inside. You know, I was thinking about this, that people who came to the presence of God, came to the tabernacle, came to the place of God, some of them traveled a very long way. Some of them traveled a great journey. It was incredibly tiring. It was incredibly taxing, but they wanted to get to the presence of God, and they wanted to get to the promise of God with such depth in their hearts that they endured, that they kept on going, and finally they arrived. You know, they were outside, they entered, and now they're inside. I want to talk about thanking your way in. You know, thanksgiving looks like so much. It can look like confession, praise. It can look like offerings. It can look like sacrifices, worship. It can be a declaration of God's strength and God's power and God's goodness. It can mean to build a monument. It can be to put up a sign, to make yourself open to. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. God is doing so much for you to be thankful for. God will do things that you can be thankful for. We serve a good God. God is good. He is a miracle working God. He is a healing God. He is a God who provides all your needs. He restores you. He forgives you of your sin. He fixes up your mess. He refreshes you. He loves you. You know, Psalm 95:2 says, let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. You know, there are so many things to come before God with, but it says here in the word, let us come before him with thanksgiving. You know, thanksgiving keeps you focused on Jesus, the giver of the answers that you're looking for. Thanksgiving keeps your mouth full of life rather than negativity and death. Thanksgiving keeps your direction forward facing rather than backward facing. Thanksgiving keeps your eyes on the answers and off the problems. Thanksgiving helps you see what God has done. Thanksgiving helps you see what God is doing. Thanksgiving gets you ready to receive what God will do. Thanksgiving keeps your spirit sweet and not bitter. You know, wherever you're watching this today, whether it's online, maybe it's in a bus, a train, church building, your own home, wherever you're watching this from, I would suggest to you that you were outside, You walk through a door and now you're inside. We're all kind of pretty proficient at that process of entering. That you were outside, you crossed a threshold, and now you're inside. And this word in Psalm 100 verse 4 says to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Last week I spoke about that we can thank God in advance. Thanking him in advance, it speaks to the fact that even when God says it, that our miracle and our promise is already on its way. But today, I want to speak about thanking God, thanksgiving in the process. Thanksgiving in the process. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18 in the Amplified says this, rejoice always. I just find that so challenging. Rejoice always. When you're in a bad mood, when there's conflict, when there's frustration, when there's tiredness, when you can't see what's about to happen, rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. Look at this. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. I want to talk about thanksgiving in the process. Now, I am a terrible cook. I'm a good person in the kitchen in that I will follow a recipe, but there's no intuitive cookness about me. I really don't know what's going on. I would absolutely bomb at MasterChef. I'll follow the instructions, but I'm not a very good cook. I cook a mean barbecue, I'll have you know. But when it comes to cooking in the kitchen, I do what I'm told by the recipe book or by Tam, but I'm actually not a very good cook. But what I do know, you put the food in the oven, but you need to wait for it to process. You need to wait for it to cook. You need to wait for it to bake. You need to wait for the process to happen before it is ready. You know, I think all of us have a challenging relationship with the process. Question, are you in process? Question, are you in transition? When we think about entering his gates with thanksgiving, moving from outside to inside, every time you move from outside to inside, you go through a transition. I wonder if in your career you are in transition. I wonder if in friendships, romantic relationships, if you are in transition. I wonder if when it comes to your ego or self-esteem or mental health, whatever it is about your soul realm, if you are in transition. I wonder if it is in your health life that you're trying to make some decisions, good or maybe negative, but you are in transition. You know, the thing I think that we react to about transition is the instability. I know when I had certain habits or certain lifestyles or certain things in place, when God wants to change something about them, that there I lose the reliability and the connection to so many things that I found security in and found confidence in and found a frame of reference in. And that's part of the reason that transition is so difficult. That's one of the reasons that transition and process is something that people, number one, react to, but number two, people short circuit. They pull out of process, pull out of transition before they have finished the process. You know, the Bible teaches us that he is the author and the perfecter. I think it's one thing to understand that he's the author. He's writing the story of my life. I think it's a very romantic and easy to grasp concept that he's the author. God is doing something. God is doing something. He's got a great plan and purpose for my life, but understand that he is also the finisher. He is leading us in a way that he will complete and he will finish and he will see this thing right to the end, and God will not give up on us in the process. So let's not give up on him. You know, when we have thanksgiving in our spirit and our soul, when we are in transition, it creates an atmosphere for God to deliver. You know, at our home, in our garden, we've got a patch of grass in our backyard that the former owners of our home had a chicken pen on. And we've got a great lawn in our backyard. The rest of our lawn is absolutely fantastic, but literally the rectangle where this chicken pen was, there are no chickens anymore in our house, where this chicken pen was, I tell you, no grass grows. And we're only recently talking about this, that how do we get the grass to grow there? How do we get this part of the lawn to actually do something nice? And we realized actually the soil has been poisoned. The soil is now toxic and nothing can grow there. If you're in transition, we're taught in Psalm 100, we're given the very tool to help God's promises and purposes grow in our lives, and that is thanksgiving. If you lose thanksgiving, it's so easy for your soul, your thinking, your language, and yes, even your faith and fellowship to become toxic. You can't stay bitter and thankful. You can't stay angry and thankful. You can't stay depressed and thankful. Thanksgiving is the nutrients for our soul and the blessing for our soul and our mind and our whole heart that's needed to help the promises and purposes of God grow in our lives. If you are in transition, don't stop being thankful. If you are in process, don't stop being thankful. We're taught in 1 Thessalonians 5, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful. If you feel like God has disrupted your life, I would suggest to you that He would only disrupt your life and your situation if He had something better for you. So if you are in process and transition, be thankful because you are on your way to a greater promise. You are on your way to a better place. You are on your way to something even better because it is God that always promotes. You know, God's got a plan and a purpose for your lives. And in my life, when there's been certain moments and seasons where transition and process has happened, and I tell you, my heart, my soul, freaking out, getting frustrated, getting stressed, getting anxious. And I come back and I lift my hands and I lift my voice and I lift my spirit and I'm thankful for God. And I've seen God do it before and I'll see God do it again. And in the process time, I make sure that I'm filling my heart and my soul and my praise with thanksgiving so that the soil of my life is attractive to the promises of God to grow. You know, if you are in transition, I want to pray for you today. I want to pray that His blessing and His favor would fill your heart and life and remind you that He is always doing something great, to rejoice always and delight in your faith, be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstance, be thankful. You can thank God in advance when you're outside, but when you are in transition, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't give up on being thankful. Don't stop on giving praise and glory to the God who got you there in the first place. Let me pray for you. Lord, I thank you for people who are in process. Lord, transition and process, it is so confronting when it's happening. It is destabilizing. It is confronting to our emotions. It can be triggering for people. And I thank you, Lord, that you are still in control. When we are triggered, let us be thankful. When we are freaking out, let us be thankful. When we get angry and there's an emotional reaction, let us be thankful. And I thank you, Lord, for people who are in transition in relationships, in their career, in their church world, in their faith journey, whatever area of their life, as they are crossing the threshold, as they are entering in, as they are in process, as they are in transition, I thank you that the sound from their hearts would be thanksgiving, that it would be the nutrients for their soul so they don't miss out on your promise. I pray that you would give them the courage and the discipline and the faith to continue to be thankful, to not give up on you, because Lord, you are not just the author, but you are the perfecter. You are the finisher of their journey in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, if you don't know Jesus, I know there'll be people who are watching this, who you're watching Impact Online, and you are curious about faith. You are asking questions, good on you. You are seeking out, good on you. And I tell you, God loves you and He's brought you to this place for such a time as this to make a personal, heartfelt decision to either for the first time or again, get your life right with Jesus. Jesus doesn't condemn, Jesus doesn't judge, Jesus doesn't point an exposing finger, but Jesus opens his arms of compassion and grace and accepts us as we are with our mess, our shame, our sin, and he offers us salvation, forgiveness, redemption, and a brand new start. And if you need to get your life right with Jesus, I want to pray for you. I want to thank you for being a person who is authentic with yourself and authentic with God. And the word teaches us not that we have to change ourselves to come to Jesus, but that he has done it all, and all we can do is come to him as we are, and it's his grace that is enough. It's his love that is enough. In Jesus' name, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for those who need to get their life right with you for the first time or again. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have a plan and a purpose for their lives. And I thank you that today, your grace, peace, love, and sense of eternity would fill their hearts. Let them have the courage to turn from sin, turn from the very things that have tried to distract them and disrupt them and even destroy them. And let them turn to you, Jesus. Let them find the light and the love and the life that is only found through relationship with Jesus. I pray that your word would come to life with them. I pray that your spirit would fill their hearts and lives. And I thank you that this will be a great day in their faith journey. In Jesus' name, amen. For us all, I pray in this season that this would be a great season of thanksgiving, gratitude, thankfulness, that we would enter his courts with praise. And if you feel like you're on the outside, start thanking God. If you are in transition, in process, entering in, it might be destabilizing. Things might be changing, but don't stop thanking God, because God is still at work in your situation. He has a great plan, a good plan, an awesome plan for your life. And his goodness and mercy are following you each and every day. In Jesus' name, God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.